We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Will strong coffee equal a strong union?
Strong coffee!
Strong union!
Strong coffee!
Strong union!
Thank you!
I support the workers' right to organize and the right to demand fair rights in the workplace, not to threaten my job. And that's exactly what it did when Dan Hensley fired me from the company 1 month ago.
If I was a Spot Coffee, I would put an end to this right away.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716. And it's more than just a spot that Spot Coffee is in these days. Seems more like a coffee stain. It all stems from workers who claim they raised their hands to attempt to organize workers at Spot and were stymied by management and, in some cases, fired for doing so.
The reason that I'm here and want to talk to everybody here today and why I'm so thankful that everyone's here today is that if Spot's actions over the course of the last month and their lack of public speaking on the matter is any indication, it shows that Spot needs the right to organize. Spot needs the right to be able to fight for their rights. I want the fact that I support the workers' right to organize and the right to demand fair rights in the workplace not to threaten my job. And that's exactly what it did when Dan Hensley fired me from the company 1 month ago.
Lucas Weinstein lost his job at Spot and spoke out loudly at a rally this week.
I just want to say how thankful I am that everyone is out here. I want Spot Coffee to know that we're not backing down, and I'd like my job back. Oh. Thank you very much. And just so everyone knows, the reason I was given when I was let go after being with Spot for 4.5 years, we're going in another direction. And that's not right. Thank you very much.
You know, I think what's probably going on here is Spot Coffee is a Canadian-owned company, from my understanding, and they just don't understand the laws in the United States regarding workers' rights.
Really interesting insight here from labor law and legal expert Rob Boreanaz, senior partner at Lipsitz Green Chimay Cambria Law Firm in Buffalo. As you'll hear here, he thinks Spot is in quite a spot.
You know, the National Labor Relations Act has been around since 1935, and it clearly provides workers with the right to get together to discuss and try and improve wages and work conditions. That's like a fundamental right given to employees in the United States under this federal law. And it appears that's what these employees were doing, and the law further makes it illegal for the employer to try and harass or intimidate those workers who are engaged in what's considered protected activity.
So Spot has not at least responded to any of our requests for comment. I mean, are you surprised by that? I mean, I would assume that if you're telling me that the law is pretty clear, that they're aware the law is pretty clear, too.
I think probably now they know the law is clear, and that's probably why they're not speaking, because they have to respond to the National Labor Relations Board investigators what happened here, because there is some jurisdiction for an investigation to start. And my understanding that a charge has been filed and that investigation is ongoing. And so they're probably trying to keep a tight lip.
You know, you deal with these issues each and every day. They're interesting to me, though, because, you know, from the outside looking in, I think there are sometimes things that we can do that are allowed for legally. You know, there are laws that protect us to do certain things or not do certain things. Yet it might not be the right thing to do. I mean, is there a gray area there? You know, do you think this is being handled the right way by the employee? And maybe the same question, is it being handled the right way by either the umbrella labor that's getting involved and then also the corporation, Spot Coffee?
Look, at the labor community in Western New York is very strong and always supportive of workers. So you're going to see the labor community and all those sister unions supporting these workers. There's no doubt about that. And as I indicated, these workers, if they're getting together and doing things that they're protected to do and they're allowed to do under the federal law, then they're acting within their rights. This employer in this particular situation, in my opinion, is likely going to be liable for having to pay these employees that got let go because they engaged in this protected activity back wages and penalties. And so they're trying to weigh their options, and they want to try and be in a situation where they don't have further problems down the line. The real battle here is not just can people talk about joining a union. The real battle for Spot is are they going to be forced to have to deal with a union that's representing these workers and hopefully at the workers' benefit negotiate a collective bargaining agreement, which would improve wages and work conditions.
What can the penalties be? You mentioned the back wages. I think that's fairly obvious, you know, from the time someone's terminated until, you know, maybe it's proven, you know, that they, if they're brought back to work, we pay them their back wages. But what would the penalties or what could the penalties be that would be brought here?
Well, unlike perhaps in a wage case brought for an employer, having somebody work and not get paid wages, there are federal and state laws for that as well. The penalties under the National Labor Relations Act are not extensive, but the bottom line is somebody got fired, they should have been able to work, and they're experiencing some difficulties as a result of not getting their pay. And so they've lost the opportunity to earn interest on their money. They've lost the ability to pay their bills on time. And so there are certain penalties. They're not extensive that could be imposed. It's really the back wages. This employer or any employer that violates the law ends up having to pay employees for sitting home and doing nothing a full wage.
What do the workers need to prove? Because if we believe the workers, they were told in this case in the Buffalo area that they were, quote unquote, going in a different direction and they were let go for that reason alone. The workers are certainly claiming they were let go because of their attempts or their participation in efforts to perhaps organize. But the company says they're going in another direction. Is that a gray area?
No, it's not a gray area. It's often the conflict between the two, and that conflict is usually resolved this way. The National Labor Relations Board has a regional office. There's 20-plus regions throughout the country. There's one right here in Buffalo, and they have an investigative team that will go out there and take a sworn statements from the workers and then seek to obtain sworn statements from some of the employer witnesses. If there's still a dispute over what the parties say, there's going to be a hearing in front of an administrative law judge. And then ultimately, if the matter, it will go to court. So, interesting here, the employees themselves are not really having to prove this or go into court on their own. The National Labor Relations Board regional office here will likely take that step for them.
Does it often get to this point, Rob? I mean, this seems to have escalated to a point that it's not good for, certainly not good for Spot Coffee. I mean, when you have, 100 people standing outside with, you know, screaming with signs outside of one of your focal locations, as they did on Monday, is this normally thwarted before we get to this point?
Not often. No, it's normally resolved maybe at this point, meaning the point where the workers had filed a charge and then the investigation starts. And then the actors at the employer who maybe have taken this action to maybe let some folks go or demand a list from the manager as to who the workers were that were trying to talk about a union, when the responsible employer representatives get involved and the NLRB investigation starts, the vast majority of those situations are then resolved, where these workers are then paid their back wage and brought back to work.
All right, let's talk a little bit more on a broad scale here in New York State. I often hear the term that we're a right-to-work state, and I know there are some, you know, a lot of laws in New York State that protect that. What does that mean? We're a right-to-work state, and let's talk a little bit about, you know, what employers and employees need to know.
Well, look, this is a federal law, and this particular federal law trumps the state labor laws with respect to organizing. There is what we call a mini National Labor Relations Act that applies to state and local county workers that give them rights that this National Labor Relations Act provides to private sector employees, but this federal law applies throughout New York State and trumps any other local or state law. So the employer needs to know that, as distasteful as they might think it is, that employees most definitely have a right to get together and have discussions about improving wages and improving work conditions, and that any efforts by employers to try and interfere with that or stop that will in fact be a violation of this National Labor Relations Act.
And you should be allowed to do that, you know, on work, you know, say if I was going to organize that here, you know, should I be allowed to do that meeting, you know, on premises?
That's a good question. If, for example, the employer allows employees to maybe plan a birthday party on work time or use the email system to talk about a social event, they then can't shut that communication while at work down simply for union activity discussions. They have to allow both. But on the other hand, if the employer has a no communication about anything but work during the work day, then the discussions about union activity have to occur after work hours. It's a good question.
Very interesting, too. Yeah, you know, you see those emails all the time. We, you know, we're having a cake for so-and-so. We're celebrating, you know, a work anniversary, a birthday, some sort of a celebration. If that door has been opened and it's common knowledge among your employee base, you know, if a note goes out that says, hey, we're just going to gather anybody interested in talking about, you know, improving, you know, working conditions at company XYZ, we're going to meet at 3.
Yeah, that's the classic example where an employee does that, jumps into that open door and has those discussions about improving wages and improving work conditions, and the employer then reacts to that. But unfortunately for the employer, they've already opened that door.
So back to Spot Coffee, if you were a betting man, you know, how do you think this ends?
Well, if I was a Spot Coffee, I would put an end to this right away. I would bring those employees back, I would pay their back wages, and then start to have some discussions with my employees about concerns and about improving things and move on with business. That's how I see this ending. If it goes on longer, most definitely in Buffalo and Western New York, they're going to be people outside of that business time and time again. It will not be good for business for them.
I don't want to belittle a coffee, you know, shop, because it is big business. But, you know, a lot of people have said to me, you know, come on, it's a coffee store, multiple locations, but it is at the end of the day a coffee cafe, et cetera. Are you surprised that this is happening at a business at this level?
No, I'm not. It's a high profile location. It's a well known location, and with that comes certain responsibilities. And for some reason, the employees felt that they needed better wages and needed better work conditions. And, you know, that's on the employer for having that environment.
Hear from the workers and the AFL-CIO in studio tomorrow morning on WBEN.
That's 9:30 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.